SBS Radio.
So we celebrate the Miracle Month of May, we call it this month. It's a chance for us to talk about the work we do with families for premature and sick babies and with hospitals as well, and to share, you know, the journey of some of the emotional trauma that these parents go through. We really want everyone to start talking about, you know, what parents go through. And our parents of very preterm babies are 2.5 times more likely to be diagnosed with postnatal depression. So that's definitely, you know, something we need to be watching out for. So over May, we really want to talk about that, how we can look after and help mum and dad going through this emotional time.
Yeah, a lot of parents go through prenatal and postnatal depression, but you say really parents of preterm babies are more like twice, 2.5 times more likely to suffer. So it's quite a big difference compared to parents of babies who don't have to go through that. And you've lived this yourself.
Having a premature baby is something that you usually go into quite unawares and not prepared for. I'm the mother of 3 surviving children, and I've lost 5 babies and pregnancies at different gestations. So had a lot of time firsthand in the neonatal intensive care unit, and since then with Miracle Babies, talking to and supporting a lot of families along the way. And a lot of the emotions we go through are quite similar. Some can be more severe and much longer term that they continue with. It's a really difficult time, and some parents are really struggling with postnatal depression and some at risk of post-traumatic stress disorder also.
Very enduring and resilient a person you are, and you run this program of, and I can say you're resilient because you're a counsellor already, serving as a counsellor and helping others, which maybe helps you, your resilience. How about those who don't have that background of being counsellors? How do they cope?
Yeah, exactly that. And it's definitely life-changing, the experience of having a premature or sick baby. So I actually went on and became a counsellor after I had my experiences, and wanted to be able to turn that into more of a positive impact on families and share my experience in helping them, you know, get through that really those really tough days that you have in the NICU. So parents, we all deal with things differently. We all have different support networks. So what we want people to know is that Miracle Babies Foundation can offer that support. We have a 24-hour support line, so family, parents, extended family and friends can call and speak to someone and connect with someone who's had a similar or shared experience. So that really helps reduce the isolation and loneliness that these parents can feel at times.
What other support is there besides, what you offer? What other services? Because I can't imagine what I would do if I was in that situation myself. What other services?
Whilst you're in the hospital unit, you're quite well cocooned. You have like access to social work. You have nurses on the floor that you're able to talk to and share with. Doctors you can ask questions. So you're quite in a nice little safe cocoon in regard to, you know, having that medical support around you. It's the times when sometimes you have to go home without your baby, you've been discharged, you have to walk out of the hospital alone. It's the times when, you know, you are then discharged from hospital and with the baby. And, you know, you've been used to that clinical world all of a sudden, and you have to really rely on your own parental confidence, which has taken a bit of a battering because you've had to step back and let, you know, clinicians care for your baby for so long. So it's a whole different level of different emotions that go into it.
Yeah, I can imagine a mother waiting to go home with their baby, and all of a sudden they've waited so long, maybe even so long to conceive the baby, and then they have to walk home without that baby. And yeah, according to the information I've got here, it's not only mothers, the fathers as well go through very, very tough time mentally.
Yeah, definitely. That 2.5 times risk factor of postnatal depression is for mums and dads. So we definitely know that, you know, this impacts both parents. And a lot of dads report heightened levels of anxiety, you know, still 6 to 12 months after the birth of the baby. So we want, you know, everyone to be looking out for mum and dad, and dads to be comfortable in, you know, speaking up and reaching out when they need some help too, because they're going through this same emotional impact as well.
And so through this month again, what will you be promoting? What will you be doing? And what do you offer?
During the month of May, we want to talk about and share Miracle Babies, let families know how they can gain access to support. So basically the easiest way is to jump online and visit us at miraclebabies.org.au. We have that 24-hour support line as well, and that's 1300 M Babies.
Yeah.
And we're asking for community and our supporters to get behind us during May and help us raise funds so that we can expand the services available for families and reach more families across the country. We know currently we're not reaching all families. 48,000 families every year that go through specialised medical care in the hospital. So we know there's a lot to do, and the more funds we can raise, the more programs we can open across Australia.
For First Nations community, for our Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander communities, is there a culturally specific program for them?
There isn't through us at the moment. I think there is through some state health departments, but it's certainly an area that we have been looking into as to how we can be more culturally diverse in, you know, in supporting and looking after families of all different backgrounds. So so I guess the best way that your community can help us is maybe have a look at our website and contact us and look at, you know, volunteering opportunities to give back and help us find those ways to better help those families in different areas.
Building bridges, cultural and community bridges, that's very important as well.
Definitely is. Please help out where you can. As I said, there's lots of families going through this, 48,000 a year. If you can donate, even just a small amount, if you've got a gathering with your family or friends during May, tell them bring their own donation and have a bit of fun around it and know that you're giving back to a really good cause and supporting families that are really at their most vulnerable time.
Tell us what you think. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter.